when they build a fence, now they sometimes have to drive this down in the ground. They drive down the corners.
A stake sometimes. I don't remember what you ever did.
On a bed, what would you call this?
That's a post.
All right, and so two of them would be two.
Yeah, two posts. A post would be a.
Yeah. Now
they have a what they call a stake and rider fence, stake and rider,
mm-hmm.
and that was maybe kind of what you had reference to.
Yeah.
They kind of put these. They could that way they could stretch their rails out longer. Wouldn't have to cross them so much and stretch them out more. They called it a stake and rider.
That,
put those stakes down
that
and put a
stake and rider fence, something like this.
Stake and rider.
Where they drop it down and then
drive the post down and then in time with the wire to kind of hold the rails together.
I see. But it was built and pretty much, did it look pretty much the same?
It was stretched out more. Stretched out more than
because they didn't have to overlap as much.
They'd lap flatways this way. You see.
I see.
Flatways.
Oh, so you didn't have to have all those.
That's right. You could get a lot more distance covered with the same amount of rails by using the post, but it made a lot of extra work.
I see. Now, a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock.
A wall made of, what you call that?
Well, something like a stone wall or a stone fence or a rock wall or a rock fence.
If it's rock, you'd say a rock wall.
Okay. And good dishes are called, sometimes called...
antiques or...
Yeah. Well, she said on Sunday she's going to put out her good...
Best silverware or... What's
the name of that big country, you know, that Nixon's going to visit? Big country in the Orient. They sometimes use that word in referring to dishes. Do you remember when
put the big pot in the little, gonna put the little pots in the big one, that'd be one expression. That big pot, we're gonna have special guests or a big dinner, we'd put the big pot, put the little pots in the big one.
Oh, I see.
Come
on. But the now what does that mean? You put the big pot, the little pots, the big one. You mean you're going to use the big?
You're going to use a lot of them. You'd have a lot of them. You're going to have a lot of company. You'd have to take a lot of those little ones and see if it's having beans, or you'd have to have a lot of a great big pot of beans. Or if it's just a few company, you just have a little bowl full.
I see. Now to fool a chicken, they put in a nest.
Nest egg.
Yeah.
You'd use a nest egg. You can use a glass egg, or you can use a. I use golf balls.
Is that right?
Yeah, golf balls, and they work just the same as an egg. And used to get the white glass egg. You see, that fools old hen pretty good. She says the hen's laid there, but a golf ball just as good, and they last for a lifetime.
Yeah. Now, sometimes it's called, did you ever hear that called the China egg?
No, I don't believe so.
That's the word I was thinking
of.
Yeah,
for the glass egg, it'd be a shiny egg. It'd be a glass egg, put the glass egg in there.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of China, you know, for dishes.
No.
China for...
It would be China. It would be China, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Something you'd get water out of a well in, you'd get the...
Dipper. A gourd.
Yeah, the thing you drop down in the well to bring the water up is a...
Well, let's see, a bucket.
Mm-hmm. And something made of maybe tin or galvanized steel.
Yeah, it'd be sheet iron.
Uh-huh. What would that be? Would you still call that a bucket?
Yeah.
But it's made of wood or metal?
Yeah, well, if it's a wood, you'd call it the old oaken bucket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And something you take food out to feed the hogs in.
That's what you call a slop bucket.